In the security business, you learn to live your life a day at a time because you never know if you'll make it past that next monster. Any one of them is liable to be your last. A lot of dogs can't handle that kind of pressure, but there's others of us who kind of thrive on danger. When you're in that category, you learn to savor the precious moments. I mean, the little things that most dogs take for granted. Like a roll in the sewer after a big battle. There's nothing quite like it, believe me. You come in hot and bloody and tore up and wore out, proud of yourself on the one hand, but just darn near exhausted on the other. And you walk up to that pool of lovely green water and, well, it's hard to describe the wonderfulness of it. That first plunge is probably the best. When you step in and plop down and feel the water moving over your body. Then you roll around and kick your legs in the air and let your nose feast on that deep, manly aroma. Your poodles and your chihuahuas and your other varieties of house dogs never know the savage delight of a good ranch bath. If they ever found out what they're missing, they'd never be the same again. There's just something about it that makes a dog proud to be a dog. Well, I climbed out of the sewer and shook myself and sat down in the warm sunshine. Grover was still standing in water up to his knees. I noticed that he hadn't rolled around in it. He never does. He just wades in and stands there, looking stiff and uncomfortable. How do you expect to get clean if you don't get yourself wet? He wrinkled his nose.
I don't like to get wet.
This water has special power, son. It revives the spirit. He kind of dipped down and got his brisket wet and scampered out on dry land.
There, I feel much better now.
I just shook my head. Sometimes Drover acts more like a cat than a cow dog. Makes me wonder. Oh, well. We sunned ourselves for a few minutes, then headed on down to the gas tanks. I had a gunny sack bed down there with my name on it, and I was all set to pour myself into it. I was fluffing it up again and getting it arranged just right when I heard the back door slam up at the house. I perked my ears and listened. When the back door slams at that hour of the morning, it often means that Sally May has busted the yolk on High Loper's breakfast egg. He won't eat busted eggs for reasons which I don't understand. Seems to me that an egg's an egg, and after a guy chews it up and swallers it, it's all about the same anyway.